Interstate 94 cuts right through Hudson on its way to St. Paul and Minneapolis. Despite the noise of living by an interstate, new housing developments have sprouted up along the route that residents use to commute to work in Minnesota. The St. Croix County Planning and Zoning Director, David Fedrosi, says the standard lot size appears to be an important factor in attracting residents.
If you've lived most of your life or all of your life to that point in a very urban area, 2 acres may seem like a farm to some people.
Fedrosi says the growth is evenly split between urban and rural areas. That, he says, means pressure to keep up with business and infrastructure needs is spread throughout the county.
Hudson and River Falls are the only communities in the county right now that are over 10,000 population. I mean, we don't even have an Eau Claire in our county, or a Wausau, or a Janesville. And yet all of these relatively small communities, all of them have planned industrial parks or business parks.
While the overall growth rate in St. Croix County since 2000 has been almost 27%, Fedrosi said it slowed down last year and may next year as well. But the planners are still counting on continued long-term population growth. Juneau County had the second highest growth rate at 10%. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.